Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Secrets of the Temple, How the Federal Reserve Runs the Country by William Grider is a sweeping, journalistic examination of the U.S. Federal Reserve and the ways its decisions ripple through everyday economic life. Written for general readers yet grounded in deep reporting, the book portrays the Fed not as a dry technocratic agency, but as a powerful institution whose control over money and credit can shape employment, wages, inflation, financial markets, and political choices. Grider frames the central question in democratic terms: how a largely independent body, led by unelected officials, exercises enormous influence with limited public visibility. The narrative places the Fed within a larger system of banks, corporations, Wall Street, Congress, and the global economy, emphasizing the trade-offs embedded in monetary policy. Although the book emerged from the late 20th century, its core themes remain relevant in any era when interest rates, recessions, and financial stability dominate headlines. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Federal Reserve as a hidden center of power. A central theme is that the Federal Reserve functions as a decisive, often underappreciated center of power in American governance. Grider explains how an institution designed to be insulated from electoral politics can still shape political outcomes by shaping economic conditions. When the Fed raises or lowers interest rates, it influences borrowing costs for households, businesses, and governments, which in turn affects hiring, investment, and consumer demand. The book emphasizes that these choices are not merely technical adjustments, but decisions with winners and losers across regions and social classes. It also explores the structural reasons the Fed operates with limited visibility, including its specialized language, the complexity of monetary tools, and the tradition of central bank independence. Grider presents the Fed as a hybrid entity, public in mandate but deeply intertwined with private finance, and suggests that this hybrid design affects whose concerns are heard most clearly. The result is a portrait of monetary policy as a form of governing that can be more consequential than many legislative battles, precisely because it works indirectly through credit conditions and expectations. Secondly, monetary policy trade-offs, inflation control versus jobs and growth. Grider foregrounds the fundamental trade-off at the heart of Fed policy, restraining inflation versus supporting employment and growth. The book explains how tightening credit to fight inflation can slow the economy, weaken labor bargaining power, and increase unemployment, while easier money can stimulate activity but risk price instability or asset bubbles. Rather than treating these outcomes as unavoidable, Grider probes how policymakers interpret the risks, what data they privilege, and how their assumptions about markets and labor shape the chosen path. The narrative highlights that inflation itself has distributional effects, eroding purchasing power, but that disinflation can also impose concentrated pain on workers and communities through layoffs and business failures. By treating monetary policy as a moral and political arena as much as an economic one, the book encourages readers to see interest rate decisions as choices among competing priorities. It also examines how the Fed communicates with markets, how expectations become self-reinforcing, and why credibility can become a guiding objective. The topic ultimately clarifies why debates about price stability are also debates about the kind of economy society is willing to accept. Thirdly, inside the institution, leadership, culture, and decision-making, another major topic is the internal culture of the Federal Reserve and how decisions are actually made. Grider describes the Fed as a complex organization with regional banks, a board of governors, and committees that synthesize data, forecasts, and market signals into policy actions. He pays particular attention to the role of leadership, especially the chair, in setting priorities, managing disagreement, and shaping how the institution presents itself to the outside world. The book explores how consensus is built, how staff research and models influence thinking, and how uncertainty is handled when the economy does not behave as expected. Grider also examines the social and professional networks surrounding central banking, including relationships with major financial institutions and the broader economic establishment. This topic is not simply procedural. It matters because institutional habits affect how risks are perceived and whose perspectives seem reasonable. Readers come away with a clearer sense that policy is made by people operating under constraints, incentives, and traditions, not by neutral algorithms. By illuminating the human side of central banking, the book helps demystify why the Fed can be both confident and cautious, forceful and opaque, depending on the moment. Fourthly, the Fed and Wall Street, credit, banks, and financial stability. Grider examines the Fed relationship with commercial banks and financial markets, showing how central banking is inseparable from the structure of modern finance. The book discusses the Fed role as lender of last resort, its supervision and regulation responsibilities, and its influence over the availability of credit. It portrays a system in which financial institutions respond quickly to policy signals, sometimes amplifying intended effects and sometimes creating new vulnerabilities. This topic highlights the tension between protecting the broader economy and preventing moral hazard, where market actors take greater risks because they expect rescue in a crisis. Grider also explores how the Fed's daily operations in money markets and its interactions with major banks can reinforce a perception that finance has privileged access and influence. In this framing, monetary policy is not only about the price of money, but also about the plumbing of liquidity and the confidence that keeps payment systems functioning. The reader is encouraged to consider how decisions meant to stabilize markets can shape inequality and corporate power by affecting asset prices, leverage, and the cost of capital. The analysis is especially useful for understanding why financial stability can become a central bank priority even when inflation is low. Lastly, democracy, accountability, and the politics of central bank independence, the book repeatedly returns to a democratic dilemma: how to reconcile the Fed independence with public accountability. Grider argues that because monetary policy can determine the pace of growth, the level of unemployment, and the distribution of economic opportunity, it inevitably raises questions that citizens might reasonably want to debate openly. Yet the Fed is structured to resist short-term political pressure, based on the belief that elected officials might favor easy money for immediate gains. This topic explores the costs and benefits of that arrangement, including the possibility that insulation can drift into unresponsiveness, especially toward groups that lack market power or institutional access. Grider discusses the limited levers Congress and presidents have, such as appointments, oversight hearings, and statutory mandates, and why those levers often fail to translate into meaningful control. He also considers how public narratives about inflation, discipline, and credibility shape what is politically thinkable, narrowing policy options before debates even begin. The result is a framework for readers to evaluate reform proposals, transparency demands, and the role of expert authority in a democratic society. The topic encourages readers to treat central banking as a constitutional question as well as an economic one. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a big-picture understanding of how the U.S. economy is steered, including curious citizens, students of politics and economics, investors seeking institutional context, and professionals who need to grasp why interest rate decisions can dominate business conditions. It benefits the reader by translating an intimidating subject into a human, power-centered story, helping you connect the Fed actions to concrete outcomes such as mortgage costs, job markets, wage pressure, and the stability of banks and markets. Instead of treating monetary policy as a neutral science, the book helps you recognize the value judgments and distributional consequences embedded in central bank choices, which strengthens your ability to evaluate news, policy debates, and political claims. Compared with many similar books that focus narrowly on models or on a single crisis episode, Grider's approach is expansive and institutional, explaining how the Fed became so influential and why it can operate with limited public scrutiny. That broader lens makes it a worthwhile purchase for readers who want enduring frameworks rather than just a timeline of events. Even when specific historical details reflect its era, the core questions about independence, accountability, and economic trade-offs remain highly usable. If you would like to support William Grider, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.